You say, well, what's the point? Why are you underlining that? Because I feel at times we are so selfish, if I can use that word, I think it's appropriate, we are so bound up in ourselves that we can only find joy when what we want for ourselves is being fulfilled. Our desires are being met. Our longings are coming to pass. That's the old nature rising up right there. A sense of entitlement. And we struggle at times to genuinely rejoice in what God is doing in the lives of other people. Or, to put it another way, to genuinely rejoice in what God may be doing in another church. Through another work that's not related to us. Through another person. Think of it in terms, you're a businessman, someone else is a businessman within the Christian community. They're doing better than you, and you struggle to rejoice because you're so desirous that it would be you. But that's the wrong spirit. You should rejoice in their success. Thank the Lord and pray that it would not go to their heads and be their ruination.